The following content is rated M for mature.
Welcome to the Dragon Fisters podcast. Don't worry, we'll be gentle.
This is the Dragon Fisters actual play podcast episode 153. When some stealthful reconnaissance turned into a madcap dash, Faltu and Brodash decided to take advantage of the situation and take care of some business. Now before we find out how the town moves on, minus four business people and a hobgoblin, let's go ahead and do some intros.
This is Trevor, I'm playing Tarek Barris, and I'm a rogue.
This is Kelly, and I'm playing Faltu Arfin, and I am a barbarian.
This is John, I play Marion Rusk, and I am a Soul Knight Aegis.
This is Dave, I play Rodash, and I am a monk.
This is Gabby, I play Shy, and I am an Oracle Wild Rider.
I'm Jesse,
and he's an asshole!
And now, let's get back to the gameplay.
Right now, we have Shy, who was already back at the tavern, so you were waiting in Faltu's room.
Yep.
So we have Shy in Faltu's room. We have, most likely, Rusk and Faltu, coming back to the tavern at probably around the same time. Because Rusk led them on a pretty wild goose chase that took a little bit of time, and also making your way back around without being seen again took a little bit. And then Faltu killed people. So we'll say that you two get back to the tavern at basically around the same time. And so why don't we go with, Shy. Well, I'm guessing the two of you will go back up to the room. You kind of won't linger around the actual tavern.
Yeah. I figure if I beat her there, I'll probably hang out in the lobby waiting for somebody else to come back.
All right, so you kind of just like wait out in the tavern and wait
since
for
I
her to come
technically
back.
Don't have a room.
Yeah. All right. So we'll say that you get there probably about 5 or 8 minutes before Faltu does, and then once you two meet up, you're like, all right, up to the room. So, go ahead.
So, how was your night?
Eventful. You probably heard most of the events.
So, what was happening in when all the crazy stuff happened? Is everything okay?
I think so. Have you guys seen Tarek at all?
No, weren't you with him?
No.
I'm glad you're okay. What happened? I heard people screaming, I was gonna go find you, and I ran here instead.
Yeah, we almost got caught. We were at... actually, whose shop were we at that we got?
The Alchemist.
We were at the Alchemist shop. We kind of broke in the back door. Checked out the place. We found some interesting things. And then he saw us. Kind of. We almost killed him, but he ran. And then he summoned all the guards and they surrounded the shop. And I made a big disturbance. Big distraction. I think Tarek got away. Figured we would have heard by now if he hadn't. And then I lost the guards and made my way back here. And so you guys probably heard the chase going around.
So did he see your faces?
I kind of saw your armor.
I don't know what you're talking about. So yeah, they didn't see my face at all.
Did the alchemist?
No, it was too dark.
Okay.
How did you two make out? Where's Rodash?
The hobgoblin escaped and we stumbled across him killing, the baker and the butcher and the candlestick maker.
Well, that's convenient.
So, what's his face is dead. Sad.
The baker?
Yeah. Very sad.
It's very sad. So who really killed the baker?
The hobgoblin.
It's the official story. I like it. Okay. I don't know anything else. All right. Does Padilla know?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I believe Rodash went to go tell him.
Alrighty then. So I guess we'll just wait for Rodash and Tyrek to get back then.
That works with me.
And we'll go ahead and say that a few minutes later, Rodash shows up.
Like a bitch.
Alright, I'm gonna walk in through the door, look where I fall to. It is done.
Good. I told them that the hobgoblin killed everyone.
As you should.
Oh, yes, please.
Yeah, I'm just...
Well, that's lucky.
Yeah, right. Wow. I can't remember what I had done before I went to go find them and why I was looking for them.
Did Shai do anything that night?
Shai tried to follow?
I wasn't following you guys. I was stalking up somebody else.
That was way before.
That was a different night.
You had found out, I believe, where they had gone.
You tried it, Kabad. You said it was too late.
Yeah.
Gabby, would you like to try? It's a pumpkin.
Yes.
It's a pumpkin with a bunch of shit.
Yeah,
and then the guards will like go back, go home.
So what is going to be your plan? A little bit of conversation has happened.
I'm gonna now.
Okay, yeah.
Real quick, did the hobgoblin die?
No, he lives.
So he got away?
He did.
Well, let's hope that he never gets caught again and can tell them something that may not be truthful.
I believe that were he to be caught again, he would sooner die first next time.
Okay then, good to go. Alright, so that works. I guess we'll have to wait till tomorrow and see what consequences tonight has wrought.
Indeed. In the meantime, we are instructed to lay low and speak with the commander tomorrow.
Okay.
Oh,
I can do that.
I must have spilled coffee on the very edge of the table.
Good job.
It's like on my
hand. Would you like a napkin?
Yeah.
Oh, Bruce is on it.
And it's nowhere else.
Okay, then. Your arm is... Are you bleeding?
Coffee?
Wow, you drink a lot.
The amount of coffee I drank today, maybe.
I'll expect that from Bruce. So
right? All right, so... So it looks like we'll rest up for the night. Does Tarek come back?
So probably about a half hour or so goes by, and Tarek has yet to return.
No way.
I'm asleep at this point.
Yeah.
So,
I kind of stay up for a bit waiting for Tarek to come, just because he should be here by now.
Mm-hmm. He should have most definitely beat you back, and he probably should have beat Faltu and Rodash back.
I mean, I made sure all the guards were chasing me, and he had ample opportunity to get out, but I haven't seen him since that time.
Do you think they got him?
I hope not, because if they get him, that means they'll know that that one of us was probably with him, the other person with him.
What should we do?
Wait here and hope he comes back soon. Or, worst case scenario, in the morning we go talk to Padilla and see if he's heard anything.
He may have given the Hooded One special instruction, as he did with me.
Aw, Trevor got a nickname.
He's been the Hooded One for a while.
No, not allowed.
Okay, then. Alright, so yeah, we may We should probably all sleep in the same room tonight just in case.
Agreed.
I know it'll be a little crowded, but we should probably post a watch too. I'll take first, if that's all right with you guys.
I will take second.
All right.
Francis and I will take third.
Okay.
I'm asleep.
when your watch is over, wake this one.
Okay.
And she'll take fourth.
Okay. When's my watch over?
Couple hours.
Okay.
Once you feel like you're about to fall asleep, wake her up.
Okay.
Okay. That works.
I never did a watch without one of you guys, and Francis has never done a watch. Have you, Francis?
He said no. Alright. I'm actually gonna start putting on my arm.
Okay.
During my watch.
Nice.
I got nothing else to do.
Yeah. Might as well practice.
Yeah, I'm gonna practice putting it on and taking it off. And...
Yep. But you've already mastered the giant movements.
Yeah.
So
I'm gonna try to, work a little
Can
bit.
Can I move just the wrists? Will I finally be able to masturbate once again?
We're still your big. I
didn't think you were
going to
go
for
the stranger on demand.
Will I finally be able to master this arm?
No.
Like anything.
Nope, masturbate.
You know, I was going to make a joke.
I'm sorry, I've been refreshing
right
50 Shades Generator too much.
That was hysterical. We should read some aloud.
That link is still blue.
Maybe
it's
I haven't clicked on
it
either.
Oh, it's hilarious.
Do it. It's amazing.
Do that.
So you do your watch, and then Rodesh does his watch, and then Shai does her watch, and then I'm guessing probably somewhat begrudgingly, Faltu does her watch.
No, she's okay with doing
a
watch.
Okay, right.
She's gotten a lot of sleep.
That's a very good point. Alright, so the day goes by, or the night goes by then, and, you do hear, subtle commotion about the town, but that kind of quickly dies down. So it probably ends by the time Rodesh starts his watch.
Okay.
So, you know, you can only search a town so long before you give up, basically. So, yeah, the night goes by. Tarek is still yet to arrive. It could be that he's laying low somewhere. It could be that he got caught by the guards. It could also be that in the commotion, they ended up locking up the tavern and he wasn't able to get back in. But in either case, he is nonetheless not with you right now.
That's convenient.
You'll see again, like, morning occurs, sun rises. I'm guessing that you guys kind of eat breakfast a little bit, and then did you say that you wanted to go over to Padilla's or?
Just to check in with him and see like what the official story is going to be, what our cover stories are.
Okay.
And how the investigation is going to proceed from here.
All right.
There's going to be one at all.
Alright, so you guys make your way over to him, and usual thing, you go over to the barracks, you say, we're here to see Padilla, they let you in, you go up to his office, and when you knock on his door, he opens it up, and he is actually in his office with a few other, officers. And so, he basically, tells them, all right, why don't y'all go take a break? I'm going to talk with these folks for a minute. Come on in.
Step inside. Yep.
All right, so you guys basically swap places as the other officers kind of leave, and then you guys come in. So, close the door on your way in.
All
right.
I'm going to shut the door.
So, I'm guessing that you probably have all heard exactly what went on last night.
Oh.
Oh. That's AAA.
Hello? Yes.
We'll take a pause. don't want to do this without her.
Just in case.
Hi.
Of
course. 15-20
minutes.
Cool. Okay. Yeah. Meow.
Dude, there's glass there. You can't go outside. No, there's another cat! Another you! It's a mirror universe.
Well, he tries to jump up and, like, go out here. Yeah. Like, he thinks it's, like, an opening.
Yeah.
So he hits it, and he, like, scratches the door. He's like, I'm gonna get out. Whatever. So go in, shut the door, and stuff.
Yeah, so I'm guessing that y'all have heard exactly what happened last night. There was an incident within the town where some outsiders managed to procure their way into the town, and they ransacked a couple of shops, and they killed a handful of people.
I thought it was the Hobgoblin.
Yes, it was.
But I thought it was outsiders.
Yes, it was.
They teamed up together?
They were hobgoblins from outside.
Oh.
I can't look at Padilla at this point. I'm just like...
Alright, so...
Is that when, like, two of you are together and you can't look at each other? Because if you do, you're going to laugh.
Yeah.
It's a giggle loop.
Yeah.
So, have you seen the reaction of... the rest of the townspeople to this?
Right now, everybody is a little bit on edge. The council is convening. They've been together since the early morning hours. And I've also been talking to some of the generals and sergeants, and we are just making sure that everybody feels safe at this point in time. We don't want this to stir up any issues. So we're just trying to make everybody feel comfortable.
If need be, we can stand patrols on the wall.
Guys.
If it would make the townspeople feel safer that non-murderers are guarding the gates.
That might be useful. Anybody from the outside that wishes to volunteer, might be showing camaraderie towards the town. So that could be helpful. Yes, thank you.
I'm sorry, sir. I just have something, guys.
Mm-hmm.
What if the outsider hobgoblins caught Tarek?
I'm sure he does not have Tarek at all.
Actually, speaking of, have you seen Tarek at all?
I have not.
We haven't seen him since last night, but with all the commotion going around, we're not quite sure what happened.
I do not know. We have yet to do any of the official reports from last night, so it is possible that that he was seen. I can tell you that that he is not within our custody, and I have not heard from him.
Well, I would just be very unhappy if we found out that one of the hobgoblins killed him as well.
That would be
very
unfortunate. Thus far, we do have an exact number of the body count. Right now, it is 4.
4?
So, there are no other official issues at this point in time. A handful of stores were ransacked. We are thinking that this was just random acts of destruction on the hobgoblins' part. So, right now, we are just trying to take care of that situation. If you wish, you can head on out and, a couple of the guard captains are about at this point. So, if you contact them. They might be able to tell you if they've seen Tarek at all.
Okay.
Alright, and we can talk to them about possibly standing watch on the walls as well.
Yes, I will send out an official notice. However, if you want, feel free, head over to one of the gates and tell them that you have been commissioned by myself to stand watch and assist in anything necessary.
Okay, that works.
Is there anything else that I can do for you?
No.
I have a weird question. What's today's date? We've been around and just, we haven't really been in exact civilization a lot lately, so I was just wondering, I haven't...
It's the 29th of Eridus.
Oh. Okay.
Perhaps you might want to get one of those nifty little calendar things that you can hang up on your wall that tells the date for you. Yes.
Yeah.
Something about pictures.
I would need a wall first.
And my help.
So, yeah. Okay. All right, then. Does anybody else have anything?
Huh? No, I'm good.
If there isn't anything else, then I have a little bit of business to attend to, but please, feel free to help out any way you can.
Will do. All right. So I'm going to head out.
Right on.
I'll follow him.
Mm-hmm. I think they just went past.
Yep, they're here.
Okay, Kitty? Where's the kitty?
Under the board.
Okay. Yeah, you. Fuck you, Argentina. All the birds are going to exterminate you.
Where do you usually start out?
It changes every game.
I think you can pick your starting point.
Yeah, but I change every game.
Yeah.
While she's out there,
yeah.
Mind if I do a little thingamabobber?
Of course.
Thing.
Go ahead.
When we head out, I'm actually going to say to you three that I'll meet you at one of the gates. Probably, the East Gate?
If you wish.
Sound good?
That's fine.
I have to make a pit stop. I didn't realize it was quite that late in the season. I need to get some special clothes made for the Swallowtail Festival.
Okay.
If you wish.
That's fine.
And it's only in a couple of days and I should probably get some clothes prepared for it.
Oh, okay.
We shall meet you by the East Gate then.
So, yeah, I'll meet you guys by the East Gate. And I'm just gonna walk off to one of the clothing stores which I've seen while wandering around.
Makes sense, yeah. So what exactly are you going to be commissioning right now?
Basically, I wanna get like a, it'll just cover like kind of like my stomach and like kind of like the upper torso.
Mm-hmm.
And I want it to be pretty much all black.
Okay.
Like all black material with like a blue butterfly in the middle.
Okay.
A blue swallowtail butterfly in the middle. And I want it to be, I'd love for it to be not just pretty, but also functional.
Okay.
So, probably, I'm gonna talk to him, see if he can, you know, I'm gonna try to commission, like, a leather worker as well, to put, like, thick strips of thick pieces of leather in between the cloth, so it's, like, almost like thick leather armor with silk over it.
Okay.
To look pretty.
Yeah.
Wow, that was quick.
Right.
Like we said. Ooh. So, yeah.
Yeah, a little warm there, Boos.
What? Yeah, always.
Yeah. So, yeah.
I'm guessing, is this the silken ceremonial armor?
Actually, no. I'm going with the Haramashi.
Haramaki?
Haramaki, whatever it is.
Cool.
Hashashin.
Hashashin?
I don't know where he is.
Probably on the window.
On the window, on the wall.
The sweat drips down his ball.
Oh.
Go ahead, Gabs. Thanks. skeet, 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 skeet.
Oh, the door's
that
shut.
That literally
isn't
took
it?
2 seconds.
Oh, yeah.
And I was going to tell you, like, ran up, so.
Unless it was, like, an oddly designed car, it doesn't take long to
power locks are so easy.
Oh, God, yeah. Push the button.
So yeah, it's going to be a
hot All these shot. People are just lucky that we don't actually not have hotwire cars.
Sure. I have a special
red to black,
of course.
Huh? Red to black, wasn't it?
I have no idea.
You don't know how to?
Most of them are red to green, but it depends on the car too. But the most common one is red to green. The trick is Merry Christmas. You don't want to cross red and blue, because that'll usually destroy the car. But sometimes there's like different ways to do it.
I thought red to black set off the car alarm.
If it has a car alarm.
I think I'm pretty sure red to black.
We at the Dragon Fisters do not condone Grand Theft Auto.
However, we do enjoy the game.
We seem to have a wide berth of knowledge about it, though.
Hey, I also have several DIYs on how to make your own lockpick set out of paper clips. I'm not going around actually breaking into houses.
To find this information, see our webpage.
It was a TV special, and they were talking about how people steal cars. And how to prevent your car from being stolen. And they were saying that those bars that you put on your wheel.
Oh, they do nothing.
They said they're terrible to have because people can cut them off.
Yeah, right. Or you can actually take the steering wheel off.
Yeah, exactly. And they can actually do more damage to your car than have those. Yeah. And they said, and some people hotwire cars, and this is how you do it. And I was like, oh, let me take some notes.
Nice.
I'll be right back.
All
right.
Yeah.
Basically a pretty Haramachi. Or Haramaki.
Haramaki.
Right. There you go. Yeah.
Haramaki.
So all black, blue, swallowtail butterfly in the middle.
Nice. Alright. So it'll only be a few gold.
Okay.
So
that works.
That's on delivery.
Okay, do you know how long?
Only a few days.
Okay, good, because I didn't realize how late it was in the season. I actually need it in a couple of days.
You need it in a month.
I think. Oh, I'm a month back? I'm a month away?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So one more month.
I thought it was earlier. I thought it was like the second of the month that festival comes on.
Nope.
Okay. The
22nd.
Okay.
I believe.
All right. Cool. That works for me.
Yep, 22nd.
Okay.
All right. So, yeah, and Faltu and Rodash are going to head to the Eastgate then and...
Yeah, and offer our services.
All right. So the guard there is a little hesitant at first, but at the same time he knows you guys, especially Faltu. So he said, we are kind of just hanging out by the walls, just on the outside, keeping watch. We actually do already have a handful of people that are out, looking, trying to track the hobgoblin down. Hopefully, we all kind of have our fingers crossed. They, you know, we'd like to see somebody pay for this.
Yeah. So. It's a tragedy.
Indeed. So if you just want to kind of hang out, keep an eye out, see anything, raise
see
the
something,
signal.
Say something.
Exactly. Yeah, raise the signal and we'll come running.
This is neighborhood watch.
Basically. And, probably about a half hour later or so after, you know, the guy takes your measurements and everything, you head over to the East Gate as well, and he, same thing.
Okay.
So.
Do I see them at all?
If you take a wander up the walls, I'm sure you'll be able to find them.
Before I go look for them while I'm talking to, like, the captain,
mm-hmm.
be like, you guys need any help tracking? That's what I did when I was in the military. I was a scout tracker, so.
We actually have, we have a couple of explorers already out there.
Okay. Probably some of my old squad.
Yeah, actually, I think you might know one of the guys. Tarek.
Tarek?
Yeah, he's out there?
He's
out with there with a few guys right now.
Okay.
Oh, okay. Good to go.
Yeah, they left, late last night. Probably about a half hour or so after all the commotion started. So.
Isn't that Tarek just so great? Just auditioning themselves out there. Get that bastard.
Alright.
Yeah, sure. Great guy.
Alright, so, we'll keep an eye out and we'll just kinda, if we see anything, we'll tell somebody.
We'll say something. Yeah. Yeah. You all get little badges with this guy that looks like he has a hat and a little cloak on up and yeah.
Wait.
And then, like, a little say bubble next to him.
Wait, we're in Chrome? We're in Chrome at Cognito.
Yeah, basically. Well, isn't that what the neighborhood watch signs usually look like? It's the little guy.
With the hat.
Yeah.
With
have
the
you guys
ice,
seen
like
the
spy versus spy hat.
Yeah, exactly.
Have you guys seen the, Not Always Right, where a woman called IT? Because there was, every time she opened up her internet browser, there was a man spying on her. Ugh. She was in Chrome incognito and didn't realize that.
Fucking idiots.
Awesome.
Alright, so the rest of the day and evening goes by okay. They actually give you a little bit of food when they, they break for lunch and for dinner, give you a little bit of food. At the end of the day, they actually, toss you each 8 silver.
Thanks.
As, for helping. Like, the two of you are like, sweet, 8 silver. Faltu's like,
whatever.
I'm triple digits gold right now, bitches.
whatever.
Dude, I have 238 gold.
Ooh.
I'm scrounging.
So,
I
was like, in the bathroom from the beginning of it, so where was
it? You guys were on watch, outside the walls.
Oh, 338.
Yeah.
So where's her?
He went out in, kind of got recruited to help a few of the soldiers go track down the Hobgoblin.
Oh, I'm glad he's not dead. That's nice.
Right?
Okay.
I'm
well,
glad he's not dead.
Dead, right?
Well, as far as we know.
Oh, I'm not
yeah, good
dead
point.
Yet.
You'll be stone dead in a minute.
Yeah. Alright, so, after a good, day and a half's watch, you guys probably head back to the tavern, knock back a few, and then, rest up for the night.
Yeah.
Where exactly are you guys going? I know Faltu has her room, but where are the rest of you gonna rest for the night?
Yeah.
Where
the rest are you gonna rest?
Are the rooms locked?
Yeah.
Okay. I was gonna say, I'm just gonna go to Tarek's room.
Yeah.
But if it's locked,
Tarek probably has the key to his
yeah.
room.
Yeah.
Can always go back and rebuild that,
That's actually what I was right about to say.
Yeah.
I'm gonna,
No.
Stop it, no.
Yeah.
There's fancy music in the tavern tonight.
That whistle's from two movies. It's Kill Bill and then a scary one. What's scary?
Reservoir Dogs?
I believe no. I know it's on Yellow Brick Road.
It's
Yellow Brick Road.
Is it?
What?
Yellow Brick Road.
Kellogg what?
Yellow Brick Road.
Kellogg's.
Kellogg's.
Great horror movie.
There was
yes.
one of those like...
Yellow Brick Road?
Yellow
Brick
Road. Ratchet slasher movies.
Get that.
There was one of those like...
It's about a... A bunch of people who were out.
Where
they're like,
it was just like
scientists,
they would whistle
geologists.
At maybe it was
hear about
American
like,
Psycho.
This old
no.
Like,
no.
town that was supposed to be built up at the end of a road.
Yep, let's find out.
Yep, I was just saying the same thing.
It is fucked up.
Oh,
huh.
Did you see Ebola
really
is public health emergency?
Oh, yeah,
I actually think it's a world
today.
Emergency.
What is it?
Yeah.
Ebola?
The Ebola.
A world health emergency.
Mm-hmm.
So,
where is the cat?
I don't know
either.
It's called Twisted Nerve.
Is he in the window?
So that call?
Yeah.
Was from...
Oh, here he comes.
A homeowner's, a homeowner's association.
Oh, really?
Apparently, I was seen smoking in front of
my
American
house.
Horror
Story.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Oh, okay, let's see.
Who gives a shit?
Did you respond with, I think you had the wrong number?
It was a recording.
Oh. That's
what
even better.
What are you doing with the cat?
Are you guys part of a homeowners association?
To be a part of a homeowners association, you have to be in the gated community.
Yeah.
So this was recording, so I was like, I've been a private resident, and I'm not a part of a gated community. The failure to pay for this fine will result in lawsuits.
Nice.
Alright, send the fine on over.
Right.
I don't smoke.
Yep. You're gonna go to the wrong address anyway.
Isn't that cool? Yeah, totally
wow.
a scam to get people to give them checks
totally.
Over the phone. So, listeners, careful.
All this is gonna get cut out anyway.
ow, stop.
Did you see the orange moss down?
The what?
Are you really gonna drink those?
Yeah.
I don't know where it went. You could have just bought fucking beer.
So would I have even taken watch at the tower? Because I can't see.
Really?
the,
Oh,
so
you
have Francis.
Okay.
When we get ready to, like, head back to the tavern.
Yeah.
I'm gonna go up to the, one of, like, the gates.
Mm-hmm.
And, see if I can go out of the gate. Like, spend the night outside the town.
Yeah, he tells you that basically you can get out, but you're probably not going to be able to get back in until sunrise next morning.
That's fine.
Alright.
I'll, there's some things that I need to do. Anyway.
Yeah. Good luck.
I got some things and stuff.
Stuff and things. So yeah. Right. So once I get outside the gate, I'm going to head to the, where I set up.
To your tree.
My tree shrine that got destroyed.
Your little camp.
Yeah.
How about the two of you?
I'm just gonna continue my. Oh,
yeah. No, yeah, I know Faltu has her room to go back to, so.
Well, I'm probably gonna head out with.
I ain't got no bunk bed.
I'm probably gonna head out with Russ to reestablish the place out in the woods.
I'll go as well.
Alright, so the three of you are gonna start rebuilding your campsite then?
Yeah.
And I see a little hobo camp.
Wait, what's going on?
You, me, and Shy are gonna go rebuild the camp outside.
You guys are coming with me?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I
mean,
well, whatever.
You didn't really know about the tree, though, right?
Yeah, he did. He slept with us for a bit.
In a different tree?
No. Like, well, it's still the same area.
Yeah, no,
it's not like he was like 100 feet away. You guys all slept in the same area.
Yeah, it was like 10 feet away.
No.
Yeah.
The secrets of the three of you, maybe, and the four guys that you killed in the woods. They knew about it, too.
Did they say where we were supposed to be located?
Nope. It was a recording.
All right.
Oh, yeah. I remember you saying that.
I want to go because, I mean, you kind of, like, got all attached to it and everything.
Okay. I mean, if you two want to come with me, then, I mean, I'm going to clean. If that sounds fun to you guys, then sure. Come on.
I love cleaning.
I am used to conducting repairs for the people of Ixen Merrick.
Alright, well, it's kind of a mess. The last time we were there, we may have defended it from bandits. And found Francis.
Yeah.
We defended Francis from bandits, but they kind of destroyed the camp, so. And
well,
it's been like a week or two since. We went, so.
Francis, do you think it's safe to go back?
He says yes. What? I have talents.
You didn't talk yet.
Huh?
Another quirk?
Yeah. Quark. The,
You have big ears?
I don't know. Yeah. So, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, we should be fine. So, yeah, we're gonna head there.
Alright. So then, you guys rest fairly easily then, as well as Faltu. She sleeps like a fucking baby. First time she's been alone in, like, weeks.
And I figure since all three of us have dark vision, we can pretty much work pretty late into the night.
Yeah, as long as you get sleep.
Yeah.
And I'm guessing you're probably going to wake up with the daylight. It's going to be kind of hard to sleep through that.
Mm-hmm.
So are you guys going to make your way back into town at daybreak, or are you gonna take a little bit more time to do your stuff?
Did we get it all done within the first night?
I mean, what are you looking to do exactly?
I mean, I'm pretty sure the bandits like fucked shit up. Like,
yeah, well, I mean, what did you really have? You probably had a few lean-tos.
Yeah, I mean, there wasn't much. It was like a couple, maybe even just one lean-to. I think
me and Shy
actually slept in the trees.
Well, you need protection from when it rains, at least.
True.
So you probably have
something.
So we
had like a couple of, like a little bit of shelter and then the shrine.
Yeah.
Destroyed, mm-hmm. So.
Yeah. So, I mean, you can probably get the basics up. That only takes a couple hours, maybe three.
Yeah.
And then, I mean, everything else was kind of just like flourish and extra support and things from just getting bored probably in the woods.
Yeah.
So
yeah, and then, in the morning, when I first wake up, I figure out we're not going to head in right at daybreak because they probably won't even open the gates right at daybreak.
It's them again.
Oh, my God. No, no, no.
It's a recording.
Sorry. I wanted to do it. I wanted to see if there was any way you could hit, like, one or something like that. So.
It's auto calls. That's all it is.
Yeah, like, while,
you know,
just
why?
For, like, the first, what?
Because we put in Windows.
Oh, that sucks.
I bet they got our information out.
That sucks. You know, just probably like the first like hour or so after dawn.
Okay.
I'm gonna try to make like a new symbol out of like fallen limbs.
Yep.
To like Desna to like hang on the tree and like start the shrine back up again.
That works.
And I figured it'd be good practice doing small movements with my prosthetic arm.
Why don't you go ahead then and give me a concentration check? So I believe those are intelligence
straight.
Based.
Yeah. Mm. So it's a straight D. Oh my god.
What'd you get?
One.
Alright, so it's not coming along too well.
Like total.
Yeah. It's not coming along great, but you're getting practice at least, and that's what counts.
Yes.
It's the first time that you've actually tried anything like this,
yeah,
really.
And it's pretty damn crude and whatever.
Indeed.
But she'll be happy because it's, I'm doing stuff for her.
Exactly. Alright, so then, probably about after an hour or so after you guys have been awake, you then make your way into town. And, by the time you make it back to town, the gates are open. Faltu, about what time do you think you'd be waking up?
I went to bed fairly early, mm-hmm. So I'll probably wake up
pretty early. Alright.
Get some breakfast, mm-hmm. And then head down to the wall.
Okay. Alright. So, as Faltu is making her way, from the tavern over to the wall, I'm guessing to see if they need any extra help with the guard duties today again or something like that.
Yeah.
And, as the three of you are making your way back into town, I'm also guessing probably to meet up with Faltu, do anything like that. It's probably it's the start of business day. Probably around 8 o'clock in the morning.
Okay.
When you begin to hear a successions of horns begin to signal throughout the town.
That's an interesting sound.
Okay. At least it's actually from the town.
Yeah.
Having lived and worked there for a while,
mm-hmm.
Do we know the meaning behind these horns?
You've only heard these every once in a while. It's usually when there's some type of notice or some type of attention is required. It's by no means you guys know the, like, everybody get inside sound, and that's not this horn.
Kind of like hear ye?
Yeah, kind of. Yeah.
Okay.
And, so there are, like I said, probably a handful of these that you can hear throughout the town, and one of them is fairly close to either of you. And a small crowd begins to gather around the person that is blowing the horn. Like I said, there's probably about five of them throughout, so these are kind of gathered about. There's one for the three of you and then one for all two.
Okay.
And the man begins to call out. And he begins to say, by proclamation of the council, the following statutes will be set forth immediately. Firstly, no person shall enter or exit the town limits during the hours between sunset and sunrise. Additionally, all businesses, save for the taverns and general stores, will close before the hours of twilight. Second, a curfew of dusk will be set. Any citizens breaking this curfew will be fined a total of 5 silver pieces. Third, all citizens are required to carry residency papers, which will be available for procurement at the barracks at a cost of 6 copper pieces. Third, all tradesmen and shopkeepers must obtain a license at a fee of 1 gold piece, which will allow them to operate within the territory of Newhold and allow passage to and from the town. Lastly, a trades tax will be instituted at a rate of 1 silver for every gold piece, which will be paid at the end of every star day. That is all. And at that point, he also walks over and he kind of has a stack of papers. And he kind of goes over to the nearest side of a building. And tacks it up. And he continues to walk, and you see that as he does, he continues to put these up probably every 20 to 30 yards or so.
Awesome.
And if you do end up reading one, it basically says verbatim what he just said.
Wow. This is kind of bullshit. Does anybody else feel like they planned this?
What do you mean?
Best way to gain power is to fake a problem.
That is what we have done.
Yeah.
Then yes, this was planned.
Yeah, but it almost seems like they wanted us to cause such a disturbance so that they could gain more control of the town.
But we didn't cause a disturbance, the hobgoblins did.
Maybe they bought off the hobgoblins. I'm thinking they planned the hobgoblin attack in order to gain control over the town. I mean, this is... It's like the military's taking over the town now, and this is kind of bullshit.
You are of the military.
Was. I kind of got kicked out. I kind of quit. Same as you guys.
It is still part of who you were.
Mm-hmm.
Have they done anything like this in the past that you speak of?
Not this particular military, but in training we're told history of different factions that have done things like this. It just seems a little too convenient that immediately after the attack, they have all of this already written up. The day after it happens, which seems a little convenient.
What would you suggest we do?
Go get residency papers so we don't get fined. After that, go talk to Padilla and find out what the hell's going on.
How are we going to go back to your retreat?
We must leave before the sun sets.
And not return until after the sun rises. But same as before.
Maybe Faltu should come with us.
I think Faltu likes sleeping in a bed.
But what if the hobgoblins come back?
So I'm not really...
Faltu isn't there.
I'm not really too worried about Faltu if the hobgoblins attack. I'm more worried about the hobgoblins.
Yeah, she could fight them.
All.
Yeah.
So, alright, well, I guess we'll go get... I'm going to go get residency papers. So I can continue to, you know, live here.
Well, I technically do not live here.
You do right now. As much as I do.
I have no home, no bed to call my own.
Me neither.
We have a tree.
Which is outside of the town.
We do not need papers to sleep in trees.
It's a good call. Alright, so I say we skip part A and go to part B and just go see Padilla.
That I agree with.
Should we go get Faltu first?
Perhaps. Part A may pertain to her still.
True. Alright, so let's make our way to the tavern and find Faltu.
I am by the wall.
Okay. So, we go find Faltu.
Alright. You go by the tavern, you see that she's not there, you figure out, well, she's probably
at
the wall, so you go to the wall and you're able to find, you know, ask a couple of guards and they point you in the way of Faltu.
Faltu.
Yes?
Did you see that proclamation this morning?
I heard it. I did not see it.
Okay. Did you get a residency papers?
Pretty sure even if Faltu saw it, it wouldn't matter.
Faltu's not good on the read.
Did you get residency papers?
Not yet.
Okay. Well, we're going to talk to Padilla, find out what the hell's going on. It just seems a little too convenient that they had already had all this stuff written up a day after the whole thing happened.
I will come with.
Okay. Alright, so we're going to head to Padilla's.
Alright, so you guys head over to the barracks then. And when you arrive, the soldier at the front actually says, Padilla's waiting to see you guys. You can head on up.
Oh, convenient.
Apparently he was expecting us. Okay. And I'm gonna go up.
Alright, so you're going up, knock on his door, he opens the door. Come on in. Real first, here you go. And he throws you each a rolled up piece of parchment.
And I open it.
Right. And I catch it with my right hand.
Did you...
Concentration.
Do you really?
I don't know.
No, let's see if this happens.
Eight?
No. You move the arm, though.
I move it.
You move it. Like, you more so, like, bat it up with the arm.
And then I catch it with the other hand.
There you go.
I'm like,
I think Orange Moth came inside.
But to kill Orange Moth, who comes near me?
No, it's an Orange Moth.
I hate
Moth. Have you ever seen one before?
Yes, I have. I hate
Moth. I think the fan is taking care of it for you.
Right?
Oh. Dude, poof.
It just went right. Because it was like, right
there. I don't know. He keeps going up and down through it. It stinks.
Yeah.
Not bad. So anyway.
There's an island, real quick, called Jekyll Island.
Ooh.
Is there a Hyde Island? Or is it the same island?
Ooh! That was good. I like that.
Have you ever realized that if you take Jensen Ackles and just do, like, first initial and last name, it's Jackals?
So we get these scrolls.
Wow. Yep, so you get the scrolls. And it basically, they say that you are official members, official residents of Newhold. So in many more words, just to be fancy. It also has, on the bottom, a stamp, a seal of the military.
Does this mean we are now a part of your organization that took over the town?
First off, we did not take over the town. These papers allow you not only signifying you as residents of the settlement, but that fancy little stamp on the bottom lets you come and go as you please.
You come after night?
You come to a gate, and that is basically my permission to come and go.
It's good for you guys, with your tree. Thank you.
No problem. It's quite possible that we will need you to come and go at any point in time. So that's going to be kind of odd.
Why? What's going on?
Down to business. So this whole hullabaloo with the fucking hobgoblins is kind of wearing me a little thin. We've actually ended up having to put double shifts on for the watch. We're having to put stronger shifts on at night at the walls. And the commission, they have decided that it would be very wise of us to begin a stronger recruiting process. All this is not really weighing that good on me. The more work, the less fun I have. So I've decided to attempt to get at this ahead. We have kind of known for a while now, for several months, that the hobgoblin issue is coming up. So now it's all come to a head. We have a lot of citizens, a lot of farmers, especially outside the settlement, that have now calling for retribution. That's what y'all are here for. Basically, what I want to do is task you with tracking down said hobgoblins, finding out exactly where they are, doing with them what you can. At the very least, I would like you to find out their location, mark it down, and that way we can then, you can possibly lead a little bit of a larger force, maybe a few units, to go ahead and take care of them. It is a very semi-unfortunate situation. I would prefer that I not put extra units towards such an action. So any way that we can resolve that would be for the best.
So if we come back and say the hobgoblin situation is dealt with, would be preferable.
We would need, I would need some type of proof to show the rest of the town.
Does it have?
I'm going to turn to Faltu and go, ears?
Heads.
Heads? Heads. Ears would be easy to catch.
Don't you know my motif? She's working on a whole gallery opening in a few months.
They're in various phases of oh shit.
Yeah.
Do you organize them by like
I give them to Padilla. I don't even have them.
Does your Padilla have 0 to 10?
No, he's not quite that gross.
Does he keep them now?
I don't know. Maybe not.
Okay.
Maybe I really hope we never find out.
Maybe that's his own goddamn business and you don't need to know that. We all have our hobbies to relax, alright? It's private time. What I do in my own room is none of your business.
Gaten needs his gat, alright?
Are you like the governor?
Right, that's what I was thinking. Like, does Padilla only have one eye?
He only gets that one eye after, like...
Is that why he is called Padilla?
What?
You know when, like, the car's driving Padiddle. The other way and you're like, Padiddle? So no. It's just like a play on words.
I wish I thought of that ahead of time.
It's anyway, actually. The car can come up behind you. That's why it's the best place to be the driver, because you can see the cars behind you.
Padiddle. Wow. So
everybody
yes.
else has to be naked?
So yes, if you would head out, track down the hobgoblins and see if you can locate them and deal with them however you will.
When we were talking to the gate captain, there was talk that they had already sent out a scouting group, tracking group. Were they able to find any tracks, any traces that we might be able to start?
We have yet to hear back from some of the exploratory groups that have left a couple of days ago. However, I believe that at least two of us know, that search is probably gonna lead nowhere.
Okay.
I believe, if you follow up on some of the sightings that some of the farmers had seen, I know that, a few months ago, you have been a part of locating some hobgoblins out in the woods. I believe if you talk to some of the farmers on the outskirts and follow up on those leads, that it might lead you closer in the right direction.
All right, that's probably pretty good advice.
Fuck you, cream cheese.
All right. Well,
continue to fuck yourself, cream cheese. All
right, I'm.
I suggest, by all means,
literally right behind you. Wouldn't it be easier just to
shut your fucking mouth? Yes, it would be easier.
Shut my pie hole.
For you to shut your pie. Where's the pie?
Shut your cream hole.
Where's the pie? Give me my pie.
I suggest that you take your time and embarking on this mission, but hurry the fuck up. If you will.
That's
not too much. That was sassy. Alright, well, anybody else got any questions? Are we ready to go collect some more hobgoblin heads, apparently?
I'm fine with collecting hobgoblin heads.
Shocker. Alright, Brodash. That, okay with you?
I shall go with you.
If you wish for your journey, before you leave, and he walks over to his desk, sits down, writes out a little note on a piece of paper, and hands it to Faltu. Says, head on over to the stables, to the stables.
Nice.
Get some supplies.
We get some binders.
Yeah.
Some alligator clips.
A ream of paper. Yeah.
We'll get some paper clips that'll be there.
We all know how useful they are.
Post-its.
So yeah, take this, awesome. Head on over to the stables, procure yourselves some horses. This time, on the up and up.
I don't know what you're talking about.
I didn't grab
what if we make a peace treaty?
Seriously, someone have fucking bananas.
I will totally
have cool. Oh yeah. My god, was
didn't
that
even offer it ahead.
Was
you
that
were right.
She was like, fucking take some god.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
Oh,
I wasn't fucker. Paying attention. Yeah, okay.
Yes. I like mine with cream cheese.
Yeah, we can discuss that.
Okay.
We can discuss that when we're on our
You don't like bananas.
That'll do it for us this week, but stay tuned next time for more of the Dragon Fisters Actual Play Podcast. Remember to go to thedragonfisters.blogspot.com and click on that Amazon link and head on over to audibletrial.com/dragonfisters for your free 30-day Audible trial. Also, in the meantime, you can follow us on Twitter with @DragonFisters, contact us with thedragonfisters@gmail.com, you can like us on Facebook, or you can rate us on iTunes, RPG Podcast, and Stitcher. And don't forget to head on over to thepointsofinterestpodcast.com for more audio awesomeness. So, until next time, roll 'em high, and roll 'em often. This has been a presentation of the Points of Interest Podcast Network. Podcast by geeks, for geeks.